very unique conversation we are to have, thanks to those on behalf of Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services. We have an invitation to you on May 12th, special guests in studio, and I look forward to the conversation along with our interpreter. Nancy Cluley, good morning. Welcome to you.
Good morning.
What is your role with the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services?
I am what they call a HAT specialist, which stands for Hearing Assistive Technology. I help people find the kind of technology that will help amplify their hearing, whether that be hearing aids or smoke detectors or alarm clocks or what we call pocket talkers. But I also spend a lot of time helping people find financial assistance for their hearing aids.
Great. How long has the Deaf and, I don't want to use the in front of it, but Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services existed here locally?
Since 1996.
Very nice. We have a special guest to your right. I introduce her as Jeanette Johnson. We'll call you JJ?
Yes, JJ. I'm the Development Director for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services and very happy to be here.
Great. Now, you are speaking as her interpreter, so may I have your great name?
And this is Marilyn Corlett, the interpreter.
Hi, Marilyn. I know your services is necessary. Jeanette Johnson, how are you involved with these services?
Okay, I have two jobs with Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services, development and also communication, marketing, social media, and so on and so forth. I network with the community, and my second job with Hard of Hearing Services is sensitivity training on deaf and hard of hearing issues. Nancy does the hard of hearing part, and I do the deaf part. How to work with these individuals, how to use interpreters, because sometimes that's awkward. So we show you how to be comfortable in that situation. And then deaf employment opportunities, educational opportunities, and what's happening within the deaf community. I'm the outreach person.
I think we're working together pretty good. You're able to hear anything that we speak. Can you tell us a little bit about you, Jeanette?
Actually, I'm profoundly deaf since birth. I hear absolutely nothing. I have a little bit of hearing with a hearing aid, but it's very fuzzy. It'd be like static on the radio. And so that's why I use a sign language interpreter. I look at the interpreter. She voices what I'm signing, and then she conveys the message from you back to me. That's how we communicate.
That's great. And again, very functionally, and I appreciate how we are communicating. Nancy, Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services, you do have an invitation to the community on May 12th.
Yes, this is a fundraiser that we are having. It's a food and beverage pairing along with a silent auction. It'll be the fifth year, but it's celebrating our 20th year. So it's a big event for us. We're looking forward to having both deaf and hard of hearing and hearing people come. We'll have sponsors that will be demonstrating cochlear implants, that will be demonstrating other resources in the community for hard of hearing and the deaf.
Jeanette, JJ, this is called Mayfest, and it's a charity benefit to support many opportunities to help, such as the equipment program, education, and resources for your organization?
Yes, that's right. And we offer kids, we have a special program called Kids Sign. That's for deaf and hearing, hard of hearing children from the ages of 3 to 12. And then many of them struggle with communication with family or with their peers at school. So we offer this program so that they can socialize with deaf adults and identify with them and see that you can succeed. So that's one thing. The equipment program is Nancy's program. So that's for people to get hearing aids, assistive listening devices, and equipment. And then those monies go to our sensitivity training program where we go out and provide trainings. We also help do advocacy. We have many deaf and hard of hearing people that come in wanting help, may have some problems with things in writing. And so we have we cover a gamut of things.
Busy. Talk to me a little bit more about the equipment side, if you would, Nancy.
We have a small showroom, which is really a benefit. A number of people are seniors in the community who would like to come in and try things out. They're not as web savvy and ordering online. So we'll have them try out amplified phones, alarm clocks I mentioned. We have free smoke detectors for people. I like to let people know that, that have a strobe light, so it flashes quite brightly when it goes off. I would demonstrate the loudness of the alarm clock, but I won't do that at this moment. But it also has what they call a bed shaker. So it's a vibrator that goes under your pillow. And my daughter, who is hard of hearing, uses one. She's at Grand Valley College and is doing quite well with the assistive technology that we've given her.
That's great. I obviously the Mayfest, the goal is to bring in funds. How busy are you, Jeanette? Tell me about the community of the deaf and hard of hearing services. We're living longer, so aging is a factor of potentially hearing loss. And are we still experiencing children who are born with this deficit?
Yes, absolutely. We have many children. I would guess about 2,200 deaf and hard of hearing children in Kent County alone. And then we have deaf and hard of hearing services where we serve 13 counties in all. So there are many deaf and hard of hearing children who fall through the cracks. So there's a huge demand there. The deaf and hard of hearing community struggle with underemployment, unemployment. 56% are unemployed. They don't have jobs. So we help them work on that, try to find jobs, change the system, provide awareness. So there's a lot of work there. I work with educational foundations. We get funding to help these individuals, so that's what we do.
Nancy, please, yes.
One of the things I'd like to stress as well, one out of every third person under 60 years and above have some type of hearing loss. And there's quite a bit of denial that goes on. Besides the fact that it's expensive for hearing aids, a lot of people really don't believe that. Quite often I'll have wives approach me or even neighbors who have neighbors whose televisions are extremely loud. And there's so much technology that can help make your neighbor set a little bit more easier to live with. Even children, they're finding with teens because of all the high music and the technology they're putting in their ears so much now, 1 in 5 teenagers are showing hearing loss now. So there's going to be even increasing numbers going forward.
And any, you mentioned your daughter, who's, what's she going to get her degree in?
She's in marketing and business.
Oh nice. Mm-hmm. Any challenges that you'd like to share that have been overcome, myths to dispel?
Well, we did not find out she was hard of hearing until she was 3 years of age. And that was an issue for us. We did not have her newborn screening. That is now a requirement, which is wonderful. Once we found out, we put her into the oral deaf program. And there are choices people have to make, whether you want to go through a sign language program or an oral deaf program. It's worked out quite well for Hannah. She's been able to function quite well with her hearing aids. When she doesn't have them on, though, it's a whole different story.
Right. How will the 12th from 6 to 9 work this Mayfest, Jeanette?
Okay, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That night, we'll have a silent auction. There will be beer and wine, as well as appetizers. There'll be bidding. It'll be a very informal, casual atmosphere.
And this is at the, looks like it's the Ramada Inn on 28th Street. Tickets are $30. How do I get my ticket?
All right, just call us. And you have the number 616-732-7358. Or email us at deafhardofhearing.org. So that's our email address. So it's very simple.
Question for your interpreter. You're a good lady. Is this an occupation or a sign language? Is this still a necessity to learn for many of our lives?
Yes, and I think the demand is really growing more and more. We have VRS, which is video relay services, where people use the phone service to communicate with other hearing individuals. So I think the demand is growing.
Great. What are your final comments, if you would, Nancy Cluley?
And Jeanette, I might add, too, that just quickly, interpreters are required to have state licensure. You're required to go through accreditation, basically. So there's a process to get through.
And yet, it's important to you need your interpreters.
Absolutely, they're very important. Without interpreters, I wouldn't be communicating with you now. We would be writing back and forth in order to communicate, but this is much more efficient.
Yes, it is. Thank you for that. Nancy Cluley, take us home.
Just want to make sure that everyone knows we'd love to have everyone come. The hearing, the Heart of Hearing, we will have a loop system installed for this event. And then for the deaf, we will have interpreters as well. So no one should feel left out. We are really looking forward to it.
Great. Your final words, Jeanette?
I would just say our goal is to provide human services, communication, and education to the deaf and hard of hearing individuals within the western part of Michigan, which is all-inclusive. So we welcome everyone, and we thank you for the opportunity.
You're quite welcome. Mayfest is May 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. This charity benefit to support the equipment program, education resources for deaf and hard of hearing kids and adults. Thanks to you on behalf of Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services, Jeanette Johnson, Nancy Cluley, and
Marilyn.
Thank you all.